I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Coming up in just a moment, a musical visit to Cuckoo Land. But first, we're off to the races. Our GeoQuiz today sent us to the site of a horse race with the biggest prize of them all. That would be the Dubai World Cup. It's in the Emirate of Dubai, part of the United Arab Emirates on the Persian Gulf. And Dubai is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. The race was held this past weekend, and an American thoroughbred named Well Armed ran well ahead of the pack. His victory earned a cool $6 million, $1 million for every year. Not a bad take, reporter Donna Harmon. You saw the race and its surprise finish. Tell us about it.
No one expected that American horse to win. It was only 2 years ago. He chipped a bone and he hurt his pelvis and they were going to put the horse down. And then here he comes for this incredible comeback on the racetrack at the biggest race, at the most, you know, well paid out race and the greatest, you know, event of the season here, and just won it by a lot. He was way ahead of the rest of the horses and it was just very exciting for everyone in the crowds.
The greatest event of the season, but also the last event at this particular venue, which would suggest that if they're going to be opening up another racetrack, that the economy is going pretty well in Dubai. Is that the case?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, they are moving to the Maidan racetrack next year, so it's a much bigger racetrack. But that racetrack was already almost in, you know, late stages of being built before the sort of bust hit here. And this sort of bust in the construction field has hit really hard.
Can you tell us some of the projects that have been put on hold?
Well, of course, Dubai is the place that almost prides itself on the biggest projects you can't even imagine, and then they do them. So, for example, they were going to build something called The World out in the Arabian Gulf. So it was man-made islands in the shape of the world, and then people purchased different islands, different parts of the globe. You know, you could buy England. They say Elton John did that, or you could buy the North Pole. Anyway, that was the World project, and they sold out supposedly about 80% of that project. But nothing's happened in terms of the construction. And if you see it now, there's nothing built. There's no electricity. And the list goes on and on and on. There was going to be something called Dubai Land for $5 billion with a, you know, life-size Eiffel Tower and a life-size Taj Mahal. And all these things were already on the maps, you know, with little in parentheses under construction in years past. And now they're off the maps because it's not clear that they're ever going to go up. And they're certainly not going up now.
I wonder when the economy falls in a place that is so wealthy to begin with, as you mentioned, Donna, is it felt so much on an individual level? Is there such a thing as an unemployment office? I mean, how are you seeing it affect people individually?
Well, absolutely it's affecting people, and that's the sad story here. No, they don't have food lines, and actually there's a quite a bit of denial as to the fact that people are hurting. But first of all the people that have come in here, especially poorer people, many Indians, there's like 1.2 million Indians working here in construction, and people from Pakistan and from Sri Lanka, a lot of laborers who now have no work at all. And once you don't have work, you also don't have a work visa, you don't have permission to be here, and you have to leave the country. So a lot of these people sold, you know, all their possessions or gathered money from their families at home and came over here hoping, you know, to join in the dream of building Dubai and making money over the years, and now are sort of left high and dry, needing to go home and really having nothing. That's on one level. And even people who came over here, you know, banking jobs and in any job that had anything to do with construction or with tourism, they too are hurting. There's a lot of people being laid off. And again, those rules about leaving the country pertain to anyone. Anyone without a job has a month to look for it, and if they don't find it, they have to leave. So, you know, all these stories of 2,000 people leaving a day at the airport are all anecdotal because there's no official statistics. But I believe it because I've been asking around and looking around, and I see that a lot of people are leaving. And it just takes a little bit of scratching under the surface to see that actually things are not what they seem. And it's not the Dubai that you once thought of when you thought of Dubai.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking to us from Dubai, home to the world's richest horse race and now a wavering economy, reporter Donna Harmon, who writes for the Christian Science Monitor. Thanks very much, Donna.
Thanks, Lisa.